This is the final episode of this season of Top Rope Chef. A special thank you to all of the Top Rope Chef Patreon supporters. Haley K, Claire G, Mina K, and Nicholas Haynes of the Sketchy Nonsense Podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
We're cooking up some recipes, gonna give them a spin. If you're messing with Top Rope Chefs, you can never win. Woo! We'll be leaving you in the kitchen, wishing you were beaten, battered, and fried. And we'll be cooking up some main dishes, desserts, and yummy things on the side. Can you take the heat? Can you take the heat? Can you take the heat? Can you take the heat?
We're talking about desserts and beverages. Which ones did we like and dislike making of this show? Jacqueline, we have cooked every single recipe in this book.
We are the world champions. We've not only cooked it, but we've cooked an eight. At least tried every single recipe.
Yes.
Nobody else in this cookbook can say that. Well, let's start out with Kane's Red Velvet Cake. One of us made this for the other one, right?
Yes. Yes.
I made it.
You made it.
And I got wine that was red velvet themed wine.
And did you make it out of a penis? Or did you make it out of a tombstone?
It was a skeleton.
Oh, that's right.
A skeleton human.
A skeleton baking pan.
Yes. That was, I think, the best part about this recipe.
So I think what the biggest problem with this was the frosting.
Yeah, the frosting is disgusting.
I feel like there's wrong proportions in there.
I've never put a cup of milk into a batch of frosting in my life.
You put flour in frosting?
Nope, never flour, never that much milk. And it just says a cup of sugar. It's not a cup of powdered sugar, which is what you normally make frosting with.
Also, if I am not mistaken, the red velvet never appears within this cake.
It sure doesn't.
And a marble cake mix.
Yeah. And also, I've never seen red velvet cake without cream cheese frosting. That's why you get red velvet cake. This recipe is like such a miss. It couldn't miss farther.
Poor Kane, too, because he'd like get him like a fiery shrimp or something.
Yeah, something. Yeah, with heat.
With some flames in it. Not this thing. This is bad.
Yeah, it was real bad. Real sad. Classy Freddy Balassi's Classy Cheesecake.
This was really good.
It was really good. The recipe with the older generation, they just know how to eat food, I think.
Yeah, because they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Calories didn't even exist back then.
Yeah, they're all about barrel chests, not tight bods. Yeah, this was definitely a hit.
Great way to make a cheesecake.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Henry's sexual chocolate cake.
No, no, no.
You poke holes in the top of a cake and pour evaporated milk inside of it.
Gives me the heebs and jeebs. I don't like it.
The only problem with this cake is that it made way too much, and how's one man supposed to eat an entire cake?
It's made way too much, and people think they're so flippin' clever for doing it. Oh my gosh, I brought this. Look at it. Isn't it crazy and out of the box? It's definitely out of the box.
I thought it was fun putting those Score Heath bar candies on top of it, but it also just doesn't seem like it was all that great.
But no, there's no frosting. It's just Cool Whip and then ice cream. Just have these toppings on ice cream.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
I mean, that's what it's...
Mark Henry's chocolate ice cream would be awesome.
That would be great. Sexual chocolate ice cream. I can get behind that. This cake was upsetting, though. It's too sugary.
I think I remember it tasting fine, but it's like, it's just too much cake.
Yeah.
Albert's applesauce cake, though.
That was the penis cake. Prince Albert. He's got a big penis ring right over his penis in this picture.
I think this turned out really bad for me.
It turned out really good for me. I ate the whole thing.
Did you follow it by the book?
I did.
Oh.
I did.
What happened to mine?
I think I did.
Mine ended up being really bad.
Oh, I added candied ginger into this. That was a thing that didn't say. And I also, I didn't treat it like cake, though. It's more like a sweet bread. Like I sliced it and put butter on it and had it like with tea or with coffee. That's what this is. It's not like a cake.
Yeah. It's more of like a coffee cake or something.
Yes, exactly. But I loved it. I actually have made this again.
Hmm. Yeah. No.
In a regular cake pan, though.
No.
Gerald Briscoe's best cake ever. Was this just a pineapple upside down cake?
Yeah, with vanilla pudding.
Oh, yeah. No.
I don't remember hating it, but I'm not making it again.
No, it's just too much Cool Whip in this cookbook. Cool Whip is not good.
Yeah, the dessert's stop a bit eating of, it. The dessert's a bit of a bummer so far.
They really are.
Oh, here's a savior.
Oh, there we go. Mankind's pumpkin pie. You made that.
Yeah.
That was super good. Didn't you do a ginger cookie crust?
That was with the Godfather.
Okay.
Actually, maybe you made this one.
Maybe. Oh, I did because I made it with goat, with sweetened condensed goat milk.
Yeah, this was great.
It was super good. It's pumpkin pie. Classic.
Yeah, this was really good. Kurt Angle's All-American Apple Pie.
I think this turned out really good, too.
It turned out great for me. I did that lattice cut apple pie. Because my refrigerated dough, which he recommends you buying, ended up like breaking apart. It was too stiff or something. It just doesn't work right.
Oh, I got real bratty about the kind of apples he told you to use.
Yeah.
Red and gold delicious apples are disgusting, and you shouldn't use them in pies. But Granny Smith, yeah.
Yeah, this was good. This is an apple pie. I was actually really happy with this, but also it's just hard to eat a whole pie by yourself.
No, it's not. definitely make it again, though.
Oh, yeah.
McMahon's Millionaire Pie. So gross.
Husband liked it, though, right?
Yeah, because it was another Lutheran church picnic food.
Mm-hmm. I ended up doing a deconstructed version of this, and it actually was kind of okay.
Didn't you make it like a dip?
I did.
And you dipped graham cracker.
And then I dipped graham cracker into it.
That sounds better.
It was actually not bad.
I think you'd get a better ratio of like filling to cracker instead of just like all this filling together, because it's not really filling. It's again Cool Whip and sweetened condensed milk.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and they wanted you to add sugar to it. I didn't add sugar to it. It was still too sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Hard pass. X-Pac's banana cream pie. That gave me a bellyache.
Yeah, this is no good. This is not the way to make a banana cream pie.
No, it's not.
I also turned this into a dip because it was just packages of vanilla pie mixture dumped
like
on
pudding boxes.
A graham cracker crust, yeah.
Yeah, that would be better as a dip too. Now, the Godfather's making chocolate pie is easier recipe. Ooh, that was super.
This is a fun one.
That was fun. You made that.
I did. For whatever reason, the chocolate pudding pie works out better than the vanilla or the other kind.
I think because you expect it. It was exactly what you would expect.
Yeah, just right? Chocolate pudding is better, too.
It's better.
It's just always been better,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Even when you get the swirl one, it's like, just get the regular chocolate.
Yeah.
It's fun to have that swirl in there, but who are you kidding?
Right.
And I crushed up gluten-free ginger snap cookies.
Yeah, those are so good.
And it was fun to make a crust out of those, because like for my longest time, I just thought you could only make about a graham crackers. I didn't even think to like break a cookie down.
Yeah. Didn't you get another kind of really good cookie too? Or was that just for eating?
I think that was that same cookie.
Oh, okay. I remember. They were really good cookies.
Yeah, I forget what brand they are. They're in the gluten-free section in a lot of stores.
Tate's,
yep. That's mm-hmm. the ones.
We started selling them at my store, and I've been buying them. Ooh.
My teeth are chattering.
Oh, I'm getting heaves and jeeves. I don't like it.
Brother loves heavenly fudgy squares.
I think Brad and I both got dentures right after this recipe.
Yeah, this is... I mean, you make fudge.
Yeah.
You do make fudge with this.
You do. And then you add a bunch of sugar and sugary things into fudge, and then you top it with marshmallows?
You cover fudge with cake topping.
Oh, my God. It hurts your teeth to eat. It's way too much. Way, way, way too much.
If you just want to make fudge squares, maybe. But this is just, this recipe was something else.
Because there's cookies ground up in the bottom of it, right? And coconut, was it in the bottom or the top?
This ended up being really good. It was just way too much of a good thing.
It made so much, too. Mm-hmm.
It's like when you have like a kid pick out all the toppings he wants on his ice cream, and he just like picks all of them.
This is the recipe that Buddy the Elf would make to bring to something. This is a Buddy the Elf recipe. It's not a Jacqueline recipe.
I might make that again.
Yeah?
Yeah, no. I like to think that I will, though.
You can make it for when you're an uncle. Yeah. Make it for your little nephew or...
Have it handed out as like little gifts.
There you go. There you go. The Rock's favorite chocolate chip cookies were so good. I thought.
There was something that I didn't agree with.
Was it the oatmeal?
That couldn't have been it.
Because it made it like softer.
Oh, it was the pain in the ass of having to do this braided bark.
Okay, yeah, I didn't do that. I got Christmas M&Ms instead.
So I think he wants me to like take a bunch of chocolate bark and shred it.
Yeah.
It took too much time.
Like with like a cheese grater. Is that a microplaner?
It took forever.
Yeah, I bet it did.
it just was not worth the effort.
The cookies are delicious, though.
Yeah.
Ooh, the Holly's Famous Butter Cookies.
These were terrible.
They were awful. I don't know why they're famous.
No.
Infamous. Wait, no, it didn't say famous. Family. The Holly's Family Butter Cookies. Not good. No thanks.
Really, really bad.
Really bad.
Viscera's no-bake cookies.
How do you make a no-bake cookie that's not delicious?
It's great.
Yep. It's a no-bake cookie.
This was a surprising cookie because I'd never made a no-bake cookie before.
And that surprised me then and again.
Yeah, this ended up working out fine.
They're delicious.
Which my brain doesn't make sense now looking at it. Like, how do you not have to bake this?
Because there's nothing in it.
That blows my mind.
So good.
It was really good.
Mm-hmm. Perry Saturn's super cookies.
Come on.
I have to.
Come on.
I have to say, Brad made, I made them and I did a so terrible good. Job. Brad made them and they are amazing. I'll eat crow. They're so good.
Yeah. I think you're supposed to use 2 eggs, but other than that, this recipe is where it needs to be.
Yeah. You've made them a few times now. I've made them after you made them for me.
I made them out of, I also cheated and got the gluten-free fun fatty cake.
Yeah.
Extra cheaty.
Well, yeah, but it was still really good.
It was so good. I will make this recipe for the rest of my life.
Yeah. Oh, you made some with frosting on them, too, and that just knocked it out of the park.
I did.
That was cheaty.
I made a yellow cake mix one with chocolate frosting on it.
Yeah. So good. Definitely make those. Road Dogs oatmeal cookies. I think those were not... Yeah, I didn't like them because there weren't raisins in them.
Yeah, it just lacked raisins.
It was just oatmeal cookie. Oh, with walnuts, but hardly any. Those are boring.
Yep. No fun.
Refrigerated cookie dough? Yeah, get your favorite kind.
Ooh, this is a surprising recipe.
The Hardy Boys Strawberry Blueberry Shortcake.
Yeah. So when I made the topping, because that's all this is a topping. You don't actually need the shortcake.
No, not at all.
This tasted so much like strawberry blueberry shortcake without putting it on anything. Just eating the topping. And I put it on ice cream, and it was incredible.
Yeah, that sounds super delicious. I think, I had to make, because they don't sell gluten-free golden cakes or whatever. I made one. I made like a gluten-free vanilla bundt cake and had it on it.
I didn't even make the cake. I just put it on ice cream.
Oh, I did this one totally wrong. This is the one that I don't know what I was thinking. Because I thought it said to cook all the berries and I got real bratty about it and said, I'm using frozen ones. Yeah, no. What I made was good though. I made pie filling and put it on top of cake.
Yeah, that's a big win.
Yeah. I mean, calling this a recipe is a little bit of a stretch, but it was good.
It's a topping. It's strawberry blueberry topping.
It is. Oof.
I wanted this to be good.
Jericho doodles. Doodles are Jericho.
That's the biggest issue with this whole recipe.
It makes 6 dozen cookies. And
they're all bad.
All bad.
They're all bad.
So bad. Husband took them to work. Because I didn't want to eat them. And I had just gotten my business cards that said I was the manager, like running the bakery, the head baker, whatever. And he put them on his work, like break room table right next to these as though it was like advertising what I can do.
I think he also did that with the fudgy squares.
He did. He did it a couple of times. Before he tasted them. I'm sure if he tasted them, he would know to not do that. But these were disgusting. Never again.
These are horrible.
These
are really
cookies.
Bad.
Yeah.
This was great.
Stone Cold Cinnamon Ice Cream. This was surprising to me. It was really good.
We made this with your ice cream maker,
We made this with my ice cream maker.
Yeah, this was incredible.
Yeah.
Didn't take that much cinnamon to really, like, take it over the edge.
No, it's really cinnamony. Yeah, just 2 teaspoons, but it's really, really good.
It's just fun to make ice cream, too.
It is so much fun to make ice cream. These are the ones that
you These are the dumb, dumb. Well, I cheated on the second one.
True.
Deborah's Merlot Sorbet. This is just freeze wine, sugar, and water.
Yeah. And it's so disgusting. I taste, I had like 2 spoons of it because the first one I was like, oh no, it can't be this bad. It was that bad. And I threw it all out. It makes so Me too. Much.
Threw it all out. This might be the worst recipe in the book.
Yeah.
Because you are just wasting wine.
Yeah. I would have had much more enjoyment drinking the couple of cups of Merlot. Bob Backlund's low-carb vanilla ice cream was super disgusting.
I loved it.
But?
I used real sugar.
Yeah. Brad just straight up made vanilla ice cream.
I did. It was great. So just sub out the equal for sugar, and you got yourself a good ice cream here.
Yeah. Don't eat low-carb ice cream. Stephanie's Tasty Greenwich Apples.
I liked this, but you did not.
I really didn't like that one. I don't remember why. This was an early one.
I remember thinking I was going to not like it, but then I was eating it, and I was like, no, this is just really good.
Because it's baked, yeah.
Yeah, it's baked fruit covered with butter.
I think it was the grapes that got me. Yeah, I think it was the grapes. I don't know. I just didn't like it.
I made it all in a cast iron pan. I never even used the oven.
Oh, so you, okay.
I just cooked a sauce.
Yeah.
A delicious apple and grape sauce thing.
Yeah, do that. Don't follow this recipe. The recipe's not good. JR's Granny's Chocolate Gravy.
This one is really good, and it's such a staple. This is like the signature dish of this cookbook to me.
Yeah. This was the most surprising one.
You make this with the perfect rolls, and you got yourself just like the most decadent, terrible for you thing you could ever have.
Doesn't he say to do that?
It's definitely implied to put it over biscuits.
Put it over biscuits, yeah.
So this is amazing, because I didn't know what to expect. Looking at it now, it's basically just like chocolate milk.
And flour, yeah.
That you you heat up and you just pour over anything you want. And no one should ever eat it, but it tastes so good and it's terrible for you.
It's kind of just like chocolate pudding, like a heavier chocolate pudding, right?
Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
I think I need to make this for you again at some point.
I think so.
Because I don't know what happened with the screw up, but...
I think, because I couldn't use real flour, I used potato starch or corn starch or something, and that makes the texture different. I think it was the texture issue.
That could have been it.
No, the other issue I had with it is that they called it gravy, and that bugged me, which is not...
Gravy is like a cute name for it, I think.
I think so, too.
It's in quotes.
Yeah, I think so. It's definitely worth it. You should make it. Yeah. It's good.
I highly recommend making JR's Granny's Chocolate Gravy. Yeah. And we're getting down to the last... section of the book here, the beverages.
Beverages. Sergeant Slaughter's Reveal.
Reveille.
Reveille coffee. Still can't get that word right.
This is just adding cinnamon to coffee. Sure, it's good.
It's coffee. Do it.
It's great.
Fabulous Moolah and Mae Young's After Dinner Specialty Coffee.
We were in a great mood for whatever reason when we had this recipe.
Probably because we had a bunch of coffee.
And then liquor in it.
Ba, ba, ba.
I think I remember the Irish one being my favorite. Maybe the Kahlua one.
Irish whiskey is in the Irish coffee. Kahlua's in Kahlua coffee. And amaretto. Ooh, that one was so good. Amaretto goes into the coffee. It's like an almond liqueur.
I have that still. I have a whole jug full from this recipe. Good. I should use it and make it up.
You should put it in brownies.
I'm going to do that.
I did it recently. Put it in brownies with some dried cherries. Oh, my God.
I have to do that now. Thanks a lot. Crush Holly's Jello Shooters. Big ol' whiff.
I mean, are we 20 again?
I think we're competing for worst recipe with this and Deborah Merlot's thing.
Yeah. I would, just do a shot of vodka.
Yeah.
If you must.
Tori's Banana Orange Smoothie.
Hey, who loves smoothies?
These guys.
That was the last one?
That's it for the book.
Okay, well, let's go over.
Let's run down,
our
favorite desserts and beverages.
Yes.
You go ahead and take the reins.
Okay. Classy Freddy Balassi's Classy Cheesecake. Albert's applesauce cake? Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Okay. Not that one.
I think you changed a lot of stuff in it, too.
I think I probably did. So, not the applesauce cake, but Mankind's pumpkin pie, for sure. Kurt Angle's All-American apple pie. Just use the right apples. The Godfather's making chocolate pie is easy. Viscera's no-bake cookies. Perry Saturn super cookies. Ugh, I thought I was going to sneeze. The Hardy Boys strawberry blueberry shortcake topping. Stone Cold Cinnamon ice cream. And JR's Granny's chocolate gravy for the desserts. And then for the beverages, Sergeant Slaughter's Reveille coffee, I guess.
Yeah.
Try a dash of cinnamon in your coffee. Moolah and Mae Young's specialty coffees. Try putting alcohol in your coffee. And Tori's banana orange smoothie.
Hey, have a smoothie.
Yeah, have a smoothie. That's what that recipe should be called. Tori's, hey, have a smoothie. Yeah.
It's definitely a page that also just needs, like, a list of smoothies you can make.
Yeah. Wow. We did it.
We cooked an entire cookbook. Thanks, everybody. If you want to contact us, topropechef@gmail.com. Questions, comments, disagreements.
Check out our Instagram, topropechef.
Yeah.
I don't do anything with our Twitter.
No, nobody uses that anymore.
Oh, good. Snapchat us.
No one uses that anymore. But thanks.
Thanks.